the sound of your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
And once again, you are listening to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. Following on our conversation with Stephen Gowans, it seems appropriate to do a little roll call here from the United Nations on the discussion of Hong Kong. And there was a joint statement delivered by the permanent mission of Cuba at the 44th session on Human Rights Council. Cuba was speaking on behalf of 53 countries. It goes like this. Madam President, I have the honor to deliver the joint statement on behalf of 53 countries. Non-interference in internal affairs of sovereign states is an essential principle enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations and a basic norm of international relations. In any country, the legislative power on national security issues rests with the state, which in essence is not a human rights issue and therefore not subject to discussion at the Human Rights Council. We believe that every country has the right to safeguard its national security through legislation and commend relevant steps taken for this purpose. In this context, we welcome the adoption of the Law of the People's Republic of China on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, as well as China's reaffirmation of adherence to One Country, Two Systems guideline. We are convinced that this move is conducive to ensure One Country, Two Systems is steady and enduring, and that Hong Kong enjoys long-term prosperity and stability. The legitimate rights and freedoms of Hong Kong residents can also be better exercised in a safe environment. We iterate that Hong Kong is an inseparable part of China, that Hong Kong affairs are China's internal affairs that brook no interference by foreign forces. We urge relevant sides to stop interfering in China's internal affairs by using Hong Kong-related issues. Thank you, Madam President. A statement read out at the United Nations Human Rights Council. Cuba was asked to do the honors. There were 53 countries. And just to show you that the Taylor Report reports, often it isn't known who the voters were. Supporting this motion were China, Antigua and Barbuda, Bahrain, Belarus, Burundi, Cambodia, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Comoros, Congo-Brazzaville, Cuba, Djibouti, Dominica, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Gabon, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Laos, Lebanon, Lesotho, Mauritania, Morocco, Mozambique, Myanmar, Nepal, Nicaragua, Niger, North Korea, Oman, Pakistan, Palestine, Papua New Guinea, Saudi Arabia, Sierra Leone, Somalia, South Sudan, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Suriname, Syria, Tajikistan, Togo, UAE, Venezuela, Yemen, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Those are the 53 countries. And opposing, get a load of these guys, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Belize, Canada, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Ireland, Iceland, I'm coming to, how could you, Ireland, Germany, Japan, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Marshall Islands, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Palau, Slovakia, Slovenia, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK. you can see, by the way, I mean, this is how the world is divided. Most of those countries, the term international community, which Canadian leaders use, you know, often, they only mean Five Eyes. And they mean basically white Europeans. And the countries that understand the position of China, having over Hong Kong, which is a piece of Chinese territory taken by violence from China, by Britain, in order to push opium in China. Most countries of the world understand China's position. All the years, more than 100 years of British rule, there was British governors, all British, never voted for by anybody in Hong Kong. And suddenly, the Globe and Mail and Toronto Star and CBC all start pretending that Hong Kong is a stronghold of democracy. It certainly wasn't under the British. So we've had the vote, a very important one, and a lot is being learned here. But we should stress that, yes, Hong Kong is part of China, and it requires the security for the whole country of China, 1.4 billion people, that this former British colony, which has been a stronghold for American British NGOs who have been trying to create problems for China, as has Japan, you know, that little game is played out. I have to mention that in the Wednesday, July 1st Globe and Mail, none other than Brian Mulroney, former Prime Minister, clarified the whole thing for us by saying loudly and clearly, Ottawa can't risk losing access to Five Eyes Intelligence Network, Mulroney says. Mr. Mulroney also said, Mr. Trudeau should not risk losing access to high-grade intelligence shared by Canada's allies in the Five Eyes Alliance that includes the U.S., Australia, Britain, and New Zealand. Those would be the WASP countries, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. And he is very clear about it. He believes the Americans are serious about withholding sensitive intelligence from members who allow Huawei gear in their networks. So Mulroney's put it on the table so everybody can understand. We're going to do what the Americans want. That's what's going to happen. He also recommends that we have a special treatment of the matter, and that we appoint a guy to run a commission. He wants Harper's former ambassador to China, a man who shares his name, they're not relatives, David, I think it is, Mulroney. Anyhow, this is ridiculous, but it shows that Five Eyes has become the magic term for this. And you'll be interested to know, dear listeners of the Taylor Report, that in Quebec, the French press, Agence France Presse, reported this story, but did not mention Five Eyes. Did not mention it. They said that Mulroney wants us to do, you know, be more tough on China, etc. They didn't mention Five Eyes, but the Globe and Mail pages 1 and 3 were all over it. We're with Five Eyes. The sun doesn't set on the empire of the Five Eyes, the Anglo-American imperial system. So this is the Taylor Report. We'll see you next week.